Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Chris has volunteered, by the way, to offer a free copy of one of his best books ever, Stalking the Tricksters. Oh, yeah. Free ebook version. How do you get a copy? Very simple. You sign up at plus.theparacast.com. That's the Paracast Plus at plus.theparacast.com. You sign up for a 1 or 5 year subscription. You can order it monthly to save money, but if you order a year or 5 years, you get the book. You also get the ad-free version of the show with a higher resolution audio. So when Dr. John Brandenburg decides to cough, you hear it clear and pristine. We also have the After the Paracast podcast. We've got improvements to the way that you can get the show now. So check it out if you haven't done so already. Plus.theparacast.com. Okay, so we are talking here, John, about the civilization that wants to put us down. They put down the Martians with nuclear weapons. Why not those Earthlings? Those nasty, pesky Earthlings.
Well, they've got a big to-do list. We're on the list, but they just haven't gotten to us yet, I guess. In the book, I say that why wait around for them to show up? Why don't we go to Mars, find out exactly what the hell happened up there, and that's the best way to ensure it doesn't happen to us. Go to
Mars.
How
can you say that? If an advanced civilization comes here, they're 1,000 years ahead of us, and they want to nuke us, how do we stop them?
Well, and all we're doing is a scientific reconstruction. And by the way, what I'm hoping is the scientists at Livermore and Los Alamos, where I used to work at Livermore, are trying to model the explosions already using their big computer codes. Good luck to you guys. But anyway, well, the bombs were not that complicated. I mean, we could have built those things. That doesn't mean that this thing of 1,000 years ahead of us. A lot of cultures, they reach a certain level of technology and they decide that they don't need any more. They just stop. They stop developing new technology.
Well, you know, this kind of leads us to one of the questions that has been posted at our question bank at forum.theparacast.com. This comes from Fast Walker. Yeah, he's been a member of the forums for about a year.
Yes.
And he's a big fan of yours. And he has a question.
All right, Fast Walker, what's your question?
Say it fast.
I'm walking. Okay, given that given that there is a civilization advanced enough to travel vast distances and have the ability to nuke another planetary civilization out of existence, why would they destroy the biosphere of the planet when an advanced civilization could merely use some sort of nanotechnology and introduce a virus or some other disease, or use a neutron bomb that is genetically tailored to wipe out the offending intelligent race? Why take out the whole biosphere?
Well, remember, in Star Wars, there are two movies that actually had this sort of scenario, and the one is the famous movie Dark Star, which I urge everybody to go watch. It's the predecessor of both Star Wars and Alien. But it's the first movie by John Carpenter, by the way, Dark Star. And it features them dropping these big planet burners on planets that they deem to be unstable. It's just a bunch of roving technicians. They're not thinking deeply about anything. And then the other example is, of course, the Death Star in Star Wars, which was complete overkill. I mean, it blew up the entire planet. And, sort of like, Governor Tarkin, why did you destroy Mars? And he said, because Dantooine would be far too remote to be a good example. They wanted to scare people. That's people do things like that. When the Romans destroyed Carthage, they planted the they sowed the ground with salt so nobody could rebuild the city.
Right, right. Yeah, we firebombed Dresden, we firebombed Tokyo.
Suddenly you introduce intelligence into a scenario, the possibilities just explode. The number of possible scenarios. And when I first discovered my original hypothesis, by the way, this was natural nuclear reactors that went unstable and exploded on Mars.
Yes, you expressed that in a previous appearance on the show.
Right. And that was because that was the simplest explanation. That natural nuclear reactors happened on Earth. I was only presupposing a much larger one on Mars. That was well received, by the way, by the scientific community. The only problem was it didn't fit the evidence. There was no big crater. That would have left a big crater. There's no crater. Whatever happened blew up in midair. And the xenon 129 is from fast neutron reactions, not moderated ones. It's from plutonium production and nuclear testing is what creates the xenon 129 on Earth. So to just answer Fast Walker's question, I don't know why they did what they did. It is a it looks very evil.
Well, at the very least, it's rude.
Yeah. It looks very evil. You know, why do people mutilate cattle and leave them for their owners to find? Well, in a lot of countries, people do that. People do that to other people to scare them. They want to scare people. Somebody may have wanted to make an example out of Mars to scare other people. Imagine a universe that is where intelligent life is the greatest danger to intelligent life in the universe is other intelligent life.
That brings to mind Stephen Hawking's observation that anything out there that would encounter our noisy planet would probably be marauders going from planet to planet, raping and pillaging.
Stephen Hawking is at heart a pirate like myself.
And maybe he watched the movie Independence Day too often, because that's the theme of Independence Day, that we have this race of extraterrestrial locusts who will pillage a planet, then they'll move on to the next one.
That's right. And you can imagine, that was the Mongols. The Mongolian tribes were nomads, and they had no use for cities and urban life. They destroyed cities. Afghanistan used to be a very rich, fertile area, and then the Mongols came through and just killed everybody. Made pyramids of heads, they actually destroyed Baghdad, too. They killed everyone in the city.
Yeah, and if a city wouldn't surrender and the walls were too high, they just fling diseased bodies, catapult them.
Exactly.
Bacteriological warfare.
Exactly. They were pretty bad customers, and they won a lot of their battles through sheer terror. People were afraid to fight them. They would just surrender when they showed up, and so, unfortunately, there are many examples on Earth of people doing things like this. And when I found out that the natural nuclear reactor scenario would not work, it was, as Sherlock Holmes said, I've got a perfect explanation for what happened, except the dog didn't bark. And because the dog didn't bark, this is a murder case and not a, death by natural causes or something,
So when the civilization on Mars was destroyed, the question remains, who done it? Why they do it? Why haven't they done it here?
Well,
why are we still here? Before we go into that, we have Dr. John Brandenburg. His book is called Death on Mars. We have Gene and Chris. Well, you're in
the Paracast.
Neighbors, are you tired of dealing with a slow web hosting provider? Well, check out A2 Hosting and their screaming fast Swift server platform. They even have SSDs that load pages 300% faster than the competition. Ready to give your site a speed boost? Well, tell you what, neighbors, head on over to a2hosting.com. That's A2, that's number two, a2hosting.com. Check out their Prime hosting account. And get this, neighbors, they're even giving you an exclusive 25% off discount for all our listeners. 25%. And remember, their Guru Crew support team is standing by 24/7, 365 days a year to answer any of your questions. Now, to get the discount, use the coupon code GENE when you check out.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
The Freeze Dry Guy presents Freeze Dried Turkey, Freeze Dried Ham, and the No Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock full of high-quality, great-tasting, freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze Dry Guy's No Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Dr. John Brandenburg is here. We're talking about the book Death on Mars, about E.T. doing in the civilization on Mars, a Bronze Age civilization, evidently, trying to look over the evidence from afar that this might have happened and still wonder why it hasn't happened here yet. What do you think, though, about UFOs? That we're talking about civilizations from other worlds.
Well,
if we have UFOs here, are they not the race that may have done in the Martians?
First of all, let me tell you about my attitude about the whole UFO field. I was quite fascinated with it. I went to a lot of conferences and gave some papers. In fact, my original papers were on Mars because it's related. You know, found humanoids on Mars. People report humanoids in these UFO encounters. But I decided, based on some advice from my second wife, and also the fact that as a scientist, I need reliable data to try and proceed. I decided to treat the whole UFO issue to interpret it as science in a science fiction scenario. So I wrote a novel called Morningstar Pass, The Collapse of the UFO Cover-Up. And this is the weird thing. I chose the locale of about half the action in the novel to be the San Luis Valley in Colorado, not knowing at the time that that was the center for cattle mutilations. I just looked on a map and decided it would be a great place to put an alien base, secret alien base. But I was certainly aware of the cattle mutilation phenomenon and the abductions. I talked to several abductees about what they had gone through, and then wrote the novel. And I talked to some retired military people who knew something about this. And that all went into a novel, a science fiction novel. So in a sense, it's not a hypothesis. I'm not trying to, a scientist trying to make a hypothesis about it. I'm just trying to
fun with it.
I'm going to try and posit a scenario that makes sense. And as somebody defined the difference between fiction and real life is that fiction has to make sense, whereas real life doesn't.
So it's sounding like that you don't really take the field that seriously.
Oh, no, I actually take it seriously based on some discussions of some veterans from the military, but I decided not, since they weren't willing to testify about what they found or had experienced.
So why don't you share some of these revelations with our listeners?
Well, and this isn't a science fiction novel, is that imagine something like Close Encounters of the Third Kind. The movie actually happened in the middle of the Cold War, and the government had decided that it had to find out what the aliens wanted, the Greys, and it had, you know, gone from broadcast, talking with them on radio, finally to having a meeting with them, and then allowing them to set up a base on Earth and have a scientific exchange in return for them investigating the Earth.
Now, are you in the fictional realm here, or is this revelations from your military sources?
Let's just say this is science fiction. You know what I mean?
Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
Rubbing my nose here.
Okay,
let's
okay.
Say this
okay,
is okay.
Hypothetically,
fiction.
In a fictional sense, wink, wink.
Wink, wink, and not in a way where your nose gets larger.
Right, right. So the program of scientific exchange with the aliens in the novel has not gone very well. For one thing, the government allowed the aliens to occupy this kind of devil's tower, kind of like Mesa in San Luis Valley, near a mythical town called Morning Star. There was a town called Morning Star in Virginia where I was living when I wrote it, or started to write it, so that's where I took the name. It's a beautiful name. And let's just say that as the hero says to the heroine, she asks him, well, is the program gone into a snafu state? And he says, the program passed out of snafu 10 years ago, he said, and it's now far beyond FUBAR. you're familiar with those military acronyms.
Although we can't fully quote.
And we can't fully explore them on the
situation
on this,
normal.
Children's on this public program means a situation normal, all fouled up, and then FUBAR.
Yes.
Is means fouled up beyond all recognition.
Yes.
And so, in the novel, this has gotten completely out of hand. The secret council that's supposed to be evaluating the aliens, and it's so secret, not even the president knows what they're doing. And they regard the presidents as a transitory and dubious figures who pass in and out of history, and they continue. And
so they're not?
No, they're not subject to anybody anymore. They consider themselves the most important people on Earth, actually, because they're negotiating with the most powerful entities on Earth, aliens. And so what usually happens in Washington, D.C., when a very secret program goes completely haywire like this, is there's a leak to the press. And so it's leaked to these two, of course, beautiful news anchors on this, like CNN or Fox News Network, and they want to be taken seriously as journalists, so they start investigating this thing. And they bring it down. They managed to bring down the UFO cover-up in about 6 months.
Yeah, in a perfect world. Stephen Bassett is having a wet dream if he's hearing this episode.
What's that? Who's that?
Stephen Bassett, who's the disclosure guy.
He's
having a wet dream. He needs a
hand. Many people have told me that the book, have praised the book because it was the two heroines are so interesting.
Okay, you see what's going to happen on the internet now. They're going to say Gene Steinberg of the Paracast claims that Steve Bassett has a wet dream because they don't understand the distinction of being multiple
people. Over the heroines
people.
In my novel.
All right. But seriously speaking, let's
One
move the novel to the
One is a beautiful Asian
start.
And the other is a beautiful blonde. In the novel, the aliens, the Greys, are really bad news. And one of the real breaks in the thing is that I won't give away the book, but this is the way the book begins, is the Russians, our friends the Russians, discover an alien base in Siberia.
Oh boy, let's get away from the Russians and let's get on to our next segment with Dr. John Brandenburg.
Right.
And Gene and Chris and secret aliens.
You're secret in. Alien bases.
The Paracast.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Graphic Converter is the image manipulation tool for the rest of us. It does not use any database. You get full control of all your files. Want to view the images of a folder? Drag it into Graphic Converter and a powerful browser opens up to show your image files. You could use it for slideshows. You could use it to import images from digital cameras or from scanners. Need to do some image editing? You can do that too in Graphic Converter. Also print catalogs. Convert from so many formats I can't even list them. Download now to see if Graphic Converter is good for you, like 1.5 million other users. Guess what? You could save money when you buy Graphic Converter. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL to get a special price for Graphic Converter. Go to LemkeSoft.com. That's LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
The Freeze Dry Guy presents Freeze Dried Turkey, Freeze Dried Ham, and the No Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock full of high-quality, great-tasting Freeze Dried Diced Turkey and Ham from Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze Dry Guy's No Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Hi, this is Nick Pope. You're listening to the Paracast.
I don't know what to say. We have two segments left.
Okay, way I could handle the craziness of the encounter between ufology and the real world that I know was in a science fiction scenario. But in the end, the UFO cover-up dies a violent, horrible death. I can promise you that.
And so I take it here that in the real world, such as it is,
right,
in or our imitation of reality, you do not accept UFOs as possible visitors from elsewhere.
Oh, of course, as a scientist, I don't believe we're alone in the universe, and I don't believe we're the first people to develop space travel. So,
do you believe we're important enough for them to come here and do medical experiments and leave our butts sore?
For instance, you know what was at Roswell, New Mexico in 1947, right? All of the nuclear weapons on Earth were stored at Roswell Army Air Base in 1947.
It was the only place on the planet where we had...
They had five Nagasaki-style atomic bombs stored.
Right, the 501st, right?
Entire nuclear weapons stockpile of the entire planet.
The elite of the elite bomber pilots and crews of the... Soon to be Air Force, and I think at the time, the Army Air Force.
That's right. It was the Army Air Force, and I met these guys. I was at a meeting where they brought together all the Roswell people who were still around back in the 90s, and met these guys. So I believe that the accounts from Roswell are true. And so there, that kind of answers what do I think about ufology in general. However, how can I put this delicately? Let's just say I was much more comfortable writing about it as science fiction than I was trying to write a real book analyzing it as fact. And you can just speculate as to why I would choose science fiction.
We really don't have time to dwell on this. Let's just keep moving on.
Let's just say... the same kind of factors, forces in the universe that would mutilate somebody's cow and leave it there for them to find in the morning, would be the same sort of intelligent beings that would blow up Mars, find a Bronze Age civilization there and blow it up, just as an example. So, you know what our reaction must be? We must go up to Mars, find out exactly what happened. Did the people on Mars know who did this to them? Did they have prior encounters with them? Did somebody show up in a big spaceship one day and say to the Martians, this is a real nice planet you have here. Can we have some bases here? And maybe the Martians did not give the answer required.
Yeah, it sounds like they did not have the right ritualized response.
Right, and so we have to go up to Mars. We have to become spacefaring. We have to become like Star Trek. We have to become like the Imperial Starfleet in Star Wars. We have to build that.
Don't. The sun's going to go supernova, and the planet will be fried to a crisp, or an asteroid's going to hit and wipe us all out?
Well, the reason we can deal with an asteroid now, an asteroid threatens the Earth, and one that is threatening, this also has to be big, and I discussed this in a novel called Sepulveda. It's the prequel to Morningstar Pass. We can blow it up. We have plenty of nuclear weapons and plenty of rockets to deliver them. If this had happened, if we had discovered an asteroid in the 1940s or 30s on a collision course with Earth, there would have been nothing we could do about it. We didn't
kiss our heinies goodbye.
That's right. That's what we would have done.
Yeah.
And we could have had Hans Zarkov launch his rocket and see if he could kind of deflect it. But all I'm saying is we have to become spacefaring now. We've sent out all these radio signals in this cemetery, this ghost town that is the universe, where we've now found the remains of a murder victim, apparently. We have a little campsite in this ghost town. We're going out exploring. Ah, what do we find? Somebody who apparently died of multiple stab wounds. And so we have been playing our stereos really loud here. We can't call back those radio signals.
No.
All we can do now is...
But they've only spread, about 10 light years or something at this point?
Oh, right? 50 light years.
100 light years.
So, and remember, when you set off a nuclear weapon in the atmosphere, it puts out a particular bunch of radio waves and electromagnetic pulse.
Right.
That you can pick that up, too. So they know we'll have nuclear weapons. And so we have to get up there. We have to become spacefaring. We have to become like, we have to have the Starship Enterprise with Captain Kirk commanding, and the Imperial Starfleet, et cetera, to face whatever the universe throws at us.
But don't we also really need a Zefram Cochran, a scientist to invent warp drive and make it easier?
Oh, well, we're working on that. You can have me back and talk about that on another show. I wrote another book called Beyond Einstein's Unified Field. And
warp drive.
Warp drive. We need warp drive. Well, by the way, you don't need warp drive to defend the Earth. You just need big spaceships with nuclear power and big lasers and big hydrogen bomb missiles.
I would think if E.T. used advanced nuclear weapons, they wouldn't be that far ahead of us. Now, I'll give you the wacky theory that occurs to me, which has nothing to do with your book.
Give me the wacky theory.
All right, because we have about a couple of minutes left with this segment. Sure. Let me give you the wacky theory. The wacky theory is there was once on Earth, thousands of years ago, a highly advanced civilization, Atlantis, Lemuria. We destroyed ourselves for whatever reason. But we were a spacefaring race, and we went up to Mars and nuked them for whatever reason. We did it.
Somebody suggested I should go to this conference and present this, and I knew the conference organizer, and I thought, I know what he'll say. He'll say that the United States government wiped out Mars. Using time travel.
Some guy wrote a book claiming that the Army Corps of Engineers dug the Grand Canyon.
probably the same guy. Anyway, I'll just say that, you know, I grew up in a rough town. I can tell you, bullies do not like a real fight. That's the last thing they want. And, you know, they're looking for a pushover. Somebody shows up here with giant hydrogen bombs to drop on the earth, and we're ready for them. They'll just leave. They'll just say, "Ah, expedition canceled." It's too much trouble.
Yeah, let's hope it doesn't come to that. I mean,
well,
you know, we're having a hard enough time just not destroying ourselves with all the violence and just fratricide.
Well, in my novel about the UFO cover-up, one of the characters says, the Greys, people are talking about how smart the Greys are, and he says, the Greys can't be that smart if they came here. They came here and were messing with us. They can't be that bright.
Maybe Nick Redfern in his book Final Events, The Collins Elite, you know, these real sort of Christian fundamentalists within the government think that they're harvesting souls, that these are demons harvesting our souls, and let me tell you something.
Here. If you explain anything about ufology to a Christian fundamentalist, they will immediately make the sign of the cross and go get their gun. That's what they'll do. They're not the reaction of anyone who is a Christian to the Greys and the stuff they've reported entities called the Greys and the reported things that they have done is to imagine these people as children of the devil to be dispatched immediately.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Let's dispatch this segment immediately and get to another one.
With extreme prejudice.
Okay.
With Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeSurvivalLighter.com. Again, that's FreeSurvivalLighter.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeSurvivalLighter.com today.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop, and no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Jerome Clark, author of the UFO Encyclopedia and other books. You're listening to the Paracast.
And we're extremely prejudicial on the Paracast as we dispatch the previous segment into our final one with Dr. John Brandenburg.
All right.
Death on Mars is the book. Chris, maybe you can sneak in a couple of more questions before we go.
All right. There's some good ones. Here's one from Leighton Causes, who's been a member since just in January. And he's wondering, what is the best challenge or criticism of your ideas, and who did it come from, and what can be done by way of further research or investigation to rebuke this criticism?
Well, the criticisms I've
besides
heard
the
are
that, of sending a team there.
the criticisms I've heard are that, Brandenburg, you have taken a bunch of weird instances on the planet Mars, which is a different planet, and you know you have interpreted them, you know, as you put your interpretation on a bunch of coincidences, you know. They basically say, oh, yeah, well, there was an asteroid that crashed on Mars and spread, you know, radioactive stuff on Mars. And Mars is a weird place, so it's got a lot of xenon-129. And, you know, they're basically...
Yeah, but that's ludicrous.
I know. Well, in fact,
that doesn't fit the facts.
I'm going to this conference, and I'm going to look at the other hypotheses that people have proposed and basically show that they are not adequate. If there was a big radioactive asteroid crashed on Mars, then there would be a big crater where the radiation is, and there's no crater. It's as smooth. It's one of the few places on Mars where there aren't any craters. I mean, of any size. Instead of a 200-mile-wide crater, there's nothing. And so if there was a big asteroid that was full of radioactive stuff that landed on Mars, it would have made a big crater, and there's no crater there. So that was one of the proposals. Well, Brandenburg, you know, there was some big radioactive asteroid that hit Mars, and I said, you know, and caused some of this stuff. And then the xenon 129, they say, well, they said that's just a freak thing of Mars. You know, Mars is a weird planet.
Yeah, deal with it. It's weird, okay?
Yeah, well, no, they said a big asteroid of iodine 129 crashed on Mars and injected all the then decayed into 129, xenon 129, which, you know, you can, okay, there's, okay, and then I asked, well, where'd all the radioactive iodine 129 come from? And they said, well, we don't have to explain that. So, you know, I mean, you get people who just say, oh, well, this is just, Mars is a different planet. It's got this weird stuff. And,
it just can't be so.
Well, you've got to admit it's a big thing to swallow.
Yeah.
And, you know, and then some people have said, why did you bring in Cydonia? And I said, because I can read a map.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to argue with the
two hot spots are correlated where the civilization sites are found. And I said, I can read a map. Am I supposed to ignore that?
Yeah.
And so those are the kind of criticisms I've encountered, is that the nuclear stuff can be as a bunch of weird coincidences, and you know, it's kind of like you find a dead body in your backyard and somebody shows up and says, ah, natural causes, so please pay no more attention.
Yeah.
Don't, if you know what's good for you, you won't ask any questions about this.
Yeah.
These things happen all the time.
Just ignore those two big knife wounds.
Just ignore the big one knife wounds in the body.
Yeah.
And so, anyway, I'm going to the conference, and I'm just going to talk about the nuclear data and the evidence for the big explosion. I'm just calling for the sake of the conference, I'm just calling it anomalous, you know, unknown.
That's probably a smart way to go.
Well, if you can isolate the most quantitative part of this argument from the, you know, when you get into the Cydonia pictures, you know, those are automatically controversial.
Yeah, people's eyes glaze over.
I've shown them pictures of all of the new pictures from Cydonia, and they say, I don't even see a face.
Yeah, there is some question how accurate those photographs are. That they
I see nothing, you know, and I remember showing an imaging expert the tapes from the shuttle. He offered, I mentioned this to him, and he said he was an expert at enhancing tapes. And I remember, so I went to his house, and I brought a videotape from the shuttle downlinks and showed him some of the stuff. And he says, that's strange. He says, I don't see anything unusual in these tapes. So I finished my beer. We were both sitting here looking, drinking a beer and looking at, he just said, I don't see anything unusual on these tapes. I don't know what you guys are talking about. And I finally realized, no, he doesn't see anything.
Yeah.
And so I just thanked him for his time.
It's like Colonel, who's the guy in Hogan's Hero? I see nothing.
Oh, yes. It was, he was doing a Sergeant Schultz.
Here's another question before we go here. I've got a bunch of questions I want to get to, but you've mentioned before in the past that we really could use a commercially viable hybrid fusion fission reactor. How close do you think we are to that?
We could. We have the technology to build that.
Well, why aren't we doing
right now?
Are the gas oil companies that
fusion is good enough? And the fission engineering, you know, is the same as for a regular water-cooled reactor. So
right.
I think we can solve the energy crisis.
Well, I mean,
unfortunately, as you've noticed, the price of gas going up and down, we are not exactly in control of who of the energy supply in this country.
Well, we're up until this last, some people would call it catastrophic events in the oil industry. We're the largest exporter of petroleum and petroleum products.
Yep.
But we're not in control. It doesn't matter. Just a fast question or a final question, Dr. Brandenburg.
Sure.
All right. What are the chances that we're going to really go to Mars and figure this out anytime in our lifetimes? I mean, now we're talking about 2035. And I can bet if we're still around in 2035, they'll be talking 2045.
No. I think this is going to be solved. You wake up one morning and suddenly people are saying, okay, we're going to Mars and we're landing in Cydonia. That's the way it'll happen. They'll just say, oh, by the way, we're landing in Cydonia, Menzies.
And we're doing it next week. Dr. Brandenburg, where can we find more of the stuff that you talk and write about?
Let's see. We can find, I wrote the science fiction novels under a pen name, Victor Norgard. You can find that at Amazon.com. Amazon.com. You can find everything I've written.
Okay.
Under either Brandenburg or Victor Norgard is my pen name for science fiction.
You can find how to get a copy of Stalking the Tricksters by Christopher O'Brien by going to plus.theparacast.com, plus.theparacast.com. There you can subscribe to our new service, the Paracast Plus. And you can subscribe for 1 month for $5, a year for $50, 5 years for $175. Those who subscribe for 1 year or 5 years get the free ebook version of Stalking the Tricksters from Chris O'Brien. Subscribers also get the ad-free version, free of network ads, of the Paracast, a higher resolution copy. So when Chris does the Paracast at the end of each or most of our segments, you hear it clear as a bell right there, like he's sitting there talking at you, well, in mono anyway. All right? Also, the After the Paracast podcast, also coming, a Paracast Plus video channel, plus.theparacast.com. On Twitter, we are the Paracast. On Facebook, there are two Paracast fan clubs. Don't ask us to get rid of one because you have to kill all the content. This is what we learned from Facebook. You can't just merge two separate clubs or groups or anything. You have to give up one, the contents, even though members will carry over. Not a good thing. Chris has a good thing, OurStrangePlanet.com, OurStrangePlanet.com. It's his blog with updated news about his research. You can also order the print copy and the ebook versions of his books there. And if you buy a print book, he'll autograph it for you. How about them apples? John Brandenburg, thanks for joining us on the Paracast.
Hey, Gene, Chris, great honor to be on your show.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg and Christopher O'Brien, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The Paracast.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Hey there, Guns80.com continues to surprise us with low prices and high-quality Ghost AR-15 rifle kits. At Guns80.com, Ghost AR-15 kits are an even better idea than buying at gun shows or through private parties, because the Ghost AR-15 kits at Guns80.com require no background checks, no registration, they don't even have serial numbers. That's what I call privacy. Go to Guns80.com to order your Ghost AR-15 rifle kit. No dealers, no hassles, ship direct. Guns80.com or 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.